8:07 at WKEI, regionaldailynews.com, 100.1 FM and 1450 AM from our Yem Auto Group studios. We're joined in the studio by Rayann Tucker from the Henry and Stark County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
And talking about the latest news from COVID-19, it's all still pretty bad.
Yeah, well, it's not great. Course, the messenger as it is. Yesterday, as of the IDPH totals, we had 6,190 new confirmed and probable cases, 85 additional deaths. That brings the total in the state of Illinois to over 12,000 deaths. Our positivity for cases rate was at 10.2%. Our statewide test positivity for the last week was 12.2%. Having said that, okay, now let's break it down. We have been put into 11 regions throughout the state of Illinois to give it a more regional perspective. So one region is not held accountable for what's going on in another part of Illinois. That was really the cry at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. So looking at our region, Region 2, I just said the state test positivity rate was at 12.2%. Our region was at 13.1. So still over the state in Region 2. However, in Henry County, where we were sitting yesterday at 17.9.
Yeah.
And at Stark at 17.3.
Right. Which so, is that's given the relative size of both of those.
And we knew it was coming our way. We our numbers have been ramping up that way. We've been talking about this fear, really, in the last 6 months, even since the summer, that if we did not follow guidance, the mitigation, and some people have, and we thank them. In fact, we've been trying to really focus and showcase people who have followed the guidance and been part of our local mitigation efforts. But we also know that a fence is only as good as its weakest link, and we have some weak links, and it's not, we can't attribute it all to these, but it is what it is, and we are sitting at 17.9 and 17.3. Having said that, over the holiday weekend, we were at 19% in Henry County and stuff, so slightly have come down. We did have the Thanksgiving holiday, and we pleaded and asked people to be very cognizant of infection risks in their holiday gatherings. And I've heard some great stories about how people really rose to the challenge and did a great job, thinking not only about their own family and friends, but the community at large. But inevitably, you know, just a scan of basic social media postings, and you can see, unfortunately, sometimes that wasn't something that trickled down to the community at large. And that is just the way, and that's people's choice, and that's where we're at in this country. So we'll see what happens the next couple weeks. We had hoped that hopefully this last surge and wave would subside by Christmas, and that's still our hope. But again, you know, so many people, when we talk about our mitigation efforts and the pleading for people to mask when in public and to cut down on those infection risks and observe social distance, which we've literally been saying this for 9 months, so many times we get that response, well, it didn't work the first time. Well, yeah, it did. No, it was never a cure. We will not have a, you know, nationwide, statewide, I don't want to use that term, herd immunity, with COVID until we have the vaccine. We see it on the horizon, but we're still in a holding pattern built out of respect for those in our community, those in our family, those loved ones. And we do know that the healthcare apparatus is becoming emburdened already to dangerous levels across the nation, even in our own area. Some people will immediately try to find a red herring and say, well, it's cold and flu season, these things happen. Yes, they do, but we've got a cold and flu season and COVID, a pandemic like we have not seen in 100 years.
And also, cold and flu season doesn't leave people on ventilators. And right now, across the state of Illinois, there are at least 716 ventilators currently in use, which is an extraordinary amount.
Absolutely. And again, our cold and flu season has yet to really take full force. So add those numbers in too. So I'm just, again, a broken record, as I have been for 9 months. You know, people, you know, to those people that are doing their part, thank you. I've had a lot of people come up to us personally and say, thank you. You guys have been taking a hit for a while, but everybody wants to kill the messenger. I don't like the news that I deliver all the time, but it is the news. It is facts. It is based on science. It is based on data. And I wish that we could go back to pre-COVID as well. I'm looking over this week's designation is National Hand Washing Week, and I'm looking back at my previous posts of me teaching little kids how to wash their hands. Oh my gosh, let's harken back to those days. Please, when Ms. Rayanne would talk about those infection control measures. And yet, again, those are still important, even more so now that we're dealing with a global pandemic.
So this is fun.
Having said that, I know. I mean, and it is. It is a challenge for us. Everything seems to be negative. Again, I would plea going over the long holiday weekend. A lot of people had come up and you know, voiced support of the health department, and we thank you for that. People understand that this is nothing that we have a built-in investment. We don't like having to be what they consider a policeman of this action. It's beyond our control. This is something we haven't seen in 200 years. And again, when we have challenges like this as a nation, as a community, we can either rise to the occasion or it can actually show us maybe at our worst. And really, I keep thinking about the fact that so many times in our lives, these kind of situations, the mask falls on some people. And sometimes it shows people for following their greater angels, and sometimes it shows the mask when it falls, people listening to more of their darkened angels. I get it, people are scared. When people are scared or they feel cornered, they lash out. Lashing out at people personally is not the way. And it's not what a small community is about. Not my small community. I don't know about yours. But so we've really tried in the last couple weeks to focus on the positive. And instead of hearing the vitriol and the toxicity that we often hear, most of it, I can guarantee you, pretty much all of it is uninformed. If you'd pick up the phone or ask the health department a question, a lot of these things could have been, you know, avoided. But we've been wanting to focus attention on those people and those businesses that have been taking a hit, very much small businesses that have been taking a terrible financial hit. And yet, knowing that we're all part of that situation that we're in with this pandemic, have been creative and have turned around and have showed their respect for their communities and their employees and their patrons. And so we have been posting these businesses and imploring people to please frequent, respect these businesses, give them your business at all possible. We also ask people to, if you know, especially a food or a bar establishment, because they've been hit very hard with this last mitigation effort, to please forward that business to us, and we can add them to our list, because we would love to throw that out to our almost 9,000 followers on Facebook. So I'm gonna quickly go through, because it really won't take time, the ones that we've hit upon already. We started this last week. We had Special Needs Bakery in Galva, The Filling Station in Bishop Hill, P.L. Johnson's in Bishop Hill, the Bishop Hill Colony Bakery. Here in Kewaunee, P.L. Dameron's, Fernando's Place, the American Legion, the VFW, Geneseo Sweet Peas, the Great Revivalist Brew Lab, Geneseo Donut, the O Kitchen and Tap in Orion, Maria's Pizza in Kelowna, Grease Monkeys in Kelowna, Pizza Hut in Kelowna, Subway in Kelowna, China King in Kelowna. You can tell our Kelowna office frequents a lot of these businesses. But again, we've had some people message us on Facebook and say, hey, what about this? We can't be all places.
Yeah.
Just like we said, we were not going to police these for infractions. We literally can't be in every nook of the woods as far as Henry and Stark County. So please, anyone that has a suggestion on those, especially the food establishments that have really risen to the occasion and have followed the mitigation and worked with the health department, and didn't go negative, please, please give us those names. We want to promote them because unfortunately we still have a long road ahead of us, and these businesses especially are definitely going to be challenged. We know the Christmas season is a time where a lot of our local businesses make the majority of their profits. So really start tweaking your ideas. Don't always go to that big box store. Keep your dollars local and help them out here.
The next several days are going to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get the numbers. We're finally going to start seeing what took place over Thanksgiving and mm-hmm. what effect that'll have on these numbers. And as much as we try to be positive on here, it's not going to be positive for the next several days, it would seem.
Yeah, especially if we had people that didn't follow the guidance, that maybe were at risk in some of their gatherings, maybe did not protect themselves. I'm hoping that it won't be as bad as we're fearing it could be. But having said that, I think we felt the effects of Halloween. And Halloween is, is an outdoor, for the most part, activity. And yet we still found that in the activities that surrounded that holiday. So, time will tell. We'll see what happens with that. We will be releasing our latest numbers tomorrow, as we do on every Wednesday. I'm going to start, as I did yesterday, we started releasing the test positivity numbers because I think it gives people more of a perspective as what's going on as far as our numbers. A lot of times people will say out of hand, well, that's the big city's problems. Unfortunately, this latest wave has taken part in rural areas, as kind of someone said that might happen, gosh, I guess about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But so again, people, the guidance is not hard. It has not changed. It's not getting more difficult. In fact, it should become almost second nature to us now. And that is, please, in public, mask up, avoid large gatherings, observe social distances, and wash your hands and cover your cough. And if we do all of that, of course, our fence against COVID is stronger. However, if you put yourself into situations where really your instincts are saying, oh, you know, this is not good. One thing that has kind of cropped up while I have the chance is over the holiday season, we're hearing some family members say, oh, you know what? I wanted to do the right thing. I wanted to follow the guidance, but I felt pressure from my friends or from my family to maybe not follow the guidance. That happens too. And I would tell people what I've told people all along, follow your instincts, because these instincts, and I know it's hard when you're dealing with your family and friends and you don't want to upset or insult anyone. The fact is you're being respectful of their health when you follow them. It's not forever.
Right.
We can see the vaccine on the horizon. We just got to hold it together, and we have to respect and care about each other. And please be positive in doing this. You know, just say, oh my gosh, I really want to, but I have to think about myself and I'm thinking about you, and I'm just not going to be able to participate at this level. But there are other ways you can do it and be more creative. And we'll talk about that as we get closer to the Christmas holiday, because we will have messaging and suggestions therein. But again, people, usually when something is telling you this isn't safe, follow that instinct. So many of our contact tracers have talked with people who have COVID now, and they said, I knew I shouldn't have went in there. I did it.
Yeah.
You know, hindsight being 2020.
Now, obviously, the health department is not going to release numbers directly related to a specific place or a specific business, but mm-hmm. People have questions about our local facilities for the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that they're doing a pretty great job in Henry County and Stark County, at the very least.
They have done as well as anyone could have expected them to. It's now everywhere. My hat's off to the long-term care facilities. They've done a good job. To a certain extent, it's also a little bit inevitable. But again, they're doing their best. That's all we can ask anyone to do. If everyone truly believes they've done everything they can and their best, we should be looking at much better numbers. But yeah, so far it's inevitable that we're going to see numbers come from long-term facilities. We have seen some numbers. We will see in the future. But I have to say that if you glance over numbers in other counties throughout the state, throughout the nation, throughout the region, our group of businesses and long-term facilities have done a pretty good job. Yeah.
The communication between health departments, would the health department have any kind of communication with what's happening in LaSalle, the LaSalle County Health Department?
Absolutely. Even we are all on, you know, groups. I, in fact, am the lead PIO or public information officer for the Peoria region. That region extends to the Quad Cities, down to Champaign, Peoria, LaSalle. I'm one of five in the state. But then we also, our region shares information constantly on emails and threads. So yes, we are all working. Dwayne, our administrator, is in constant communication with other administrators, and they share information that's worked in our county, especially with the latest mitigations and hubbub on people complying. We have shared that information, showed what works in our county, and that has been great. We've gotten a lot of our fellow counties say thank you for sharing what's successfully working on in your county. So
I mentioned that only is that at the very least, the situation in LaSalle is so horrible with what happened there, but yeah. At least everybody can learn from what happened.
Yes,
there.
That well, having said, when you hear something, you can either be shocked by it and learn and say, okay, you know, how did that happen? And some people will, and they will be the wiser for it and hopefully the safer for it. Some people, when they hear bad news, they discount it, they deny it, they act like it's not going on. And that's a human reaction, we all know that. Unfortunately, what that does is that leaves you open to repeat that mistake again. That's coming from a history major, so I know of what I speak on that one. But again, if you can take bad situations, learn from them, and put them to good use, yes, that's possible. And hopefully we will not see what they have seen in like LaSalle County or other counties out in Illinois.
All right, well, Ray and Tucker, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Sean.
It.
No problem.